You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
This week, I spoke to Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson on the urgent passing of the financial donations bill to limit donations from foreign parties. We also spoke about the euthanasia bill, Marama and I, particularly around concerns it may have on Māori and Pacifica communities. But first, I begin by asking Marama to respond to criticisms coming from the National Party that the bill was passed without proper consultation, having been passed in just a day.
Taking steps to make sure that we've got a more transparent democracy system and one that privileges New Zealanders having the influence over vote is a real priority for us, and we needed to get this through urgency so that it could be put in place before the 2020 election. And it had already been through a robust select committee process before the urgency law were put through. So we were happy to speed up this process because we do it for things that we consider are really important to get through.
At the same time, there's also been some criticism that the bill doesn't extend far enough. So what happened earlier this year, the donation coming from a foreign party, it was made through a New Zealand business, which meant that that donation wouldn't be covered under the new bill. So, you know, in your opinion, do you think the bill that's passed is actually enough to protect against foreign influence?
We need to do a lot more to protect against offshore overseas influence, but also to really have a system that New Zealanders, that people can trust. Yeah, the Greens agree that there's more to do to make sure we've got a democratic system, a voting process that privileges New Zealanders' influence and also is transparent and honest. So I'm really pleased that Goldie Gunnerman, my colleague, has worked this whole term on her members' bill, which would also have changes like having a cap on the maximum amount that anybody could donate. At the moment there is no limit, and we would limit that to $30,000, and also reducing the anonymous donation threshold because so that we can know who is influencing what political party.
I was having a read through the bill, and that there are also going to be law changes around the advertising of political campaigns online. So is this also part of Goldrus's members' bill?
The advertising is something that definitely needs to change, and it's not something specific, as far as I'm aware, in the members' bill, except we are open to a conversation of having more public funding. At the moment, of course, there is a broadcasting funding for political parties in election, but we're open to, you know, having a proper conversation about more public funding to help ward off, I guess, unelected influence in our political decisions. Yeah.
Mm. As a whole, I mean, it makes sense that donations are helpful, obviously, for a political campaign, but how do we determine where is the appropriate line to be drawn?
And I think we go back to the principles of what's really important to us as the Green Party, that, you know, it's what New Zealanders people are constantly feeding back to us about, is we want to make sure that there is equal access, for that everybody's vote is as important as the next person, regardless of how much you have donated or influenced in the party. We want to make sure there is transparency. We've seen these cases pop up time and time again where it's just a bit dodgy, you know, and it might be within the law currently, but the law needs changing so that we can avoid having these cases and situations come up which seem a bit dodgy but possibly still inside the law. So some transparency and some honesty and particularly equal access to our voting and democratic systems. That's going to require things like I've just mentioned, lowering the, having a restriction maximum amount of how much you can donate, and reducing the anonymous threshold for donations. So
I'll move on to this kind of second subject I want to talk about today, which was the euthanasia bill. Do you mind just talking me just real quickly on why the Green Party isn't having a conscious vote in regards to the euthanasia bill?
We are voting in line with our policy, which believes that everybody has a right to death with dignity, has a right to pass on in their time in a way that is dignified to their choice. And that has been a policy which our members spent a lot of time working on, where we had a conversation with our members who have opinions from all across, you know, different points of view on this really, really tough issue, really emotional, rightfully emotional issue. And we came to a place where we wanted to say that people were diagnosed with a terminal illness with less than 6 months to live. We feel that those people have a right to be able to say how they wish to end their life in dignity. And so we are voting in line with our policy.
Mm. I was just having a look at how this bill may impact Māori and Pacifica communities. And so one criticism that came from Dr. Huhana Hiki was that Māori are particularly at risk of this bill perhaps not being applied appropriately. You know, there's some criticism that the health system already fails these communities. So how would your response be to those kind of criticisms?
Yeah, that criticism is absolutely valid. We still have a health system which is not protecting all groups of people the same. We have we're currently in the Waitangi Tribunal Kaupapa Inquiry, which is looking into inequities and discrimination for Māori families and Māori communities when it comes to our health system. And so alongside this legislation, we absolutely need to keep doing the work to make sure that Māori are having fair access and receiving, for example, palliative care, are receiving good care to help all along, but particularly we need to pay attention to making sure everybody gets quality palliative care when they need it.
Mm. And of course there's diverse views across the community, but some have also cited tikanga as a reason behind why they don't support the bill. So is, I guess, the complexity and the diversity of tikanga being taken into account during these discussions and debates?
I think that there are a range of views across Māori communities and Māori people, absolutely. And I do acknowledge that there is a strongly held, that I too myself personally, there's a strongly held view around the precious taonga of whakapapa, which is to protect our people. And so this, you know, I absolutely acknowledge that this bill then would seem to fly in the face of life being tapu and life being sacred. I would also say that there have been instances within Te Ao Māori since long ago of our own forms of euthanasia, if you like. And that has always been the case, and there are stories, Mairano, from the very beginning, about having a process of sorts and having incidences of sorts within our own tikanga, within our own life situations. And so, again, it's not a new concept for Te Ao Māori to have that level of control and that level of what I would say is another form of tinoranga tiratanga. For over one's life and death, there has always, and I'm separating right out from here, suicidal processes, which are very different, but that there has always been existing a process of euthanasia for our people, but again, widely held views among our people as well.
Mm-hmm. And my final question is, the recently the changes that passed, they're just 63-57, so we can obviously tell that it's really contentious, right, the issue. And so moving forward, where do you hope discussions will move into?
I hope that we continue to correct the imbalance and the inequities within our health system. I hope that we can make sure that before we are even thinking about death or the end of a person's life, that we are thinking about quality of life and making sure that we have got the earliest interventions possible available to absolutely everybody on the same scale, so that we don't have to accept the illnesses and the lack of equity in treatment that is currently exists in our health system. And I hope that with regards to the end of life, I hope that we can continue to make sure that we have got palliative care available for everybody at that end, at that stage of life, and that we can also have compassion for people to be able to choose their end of life in the right circumstances as well. And I want to say I am incredibly aware of the angst that this legislation holds for people with a disability. And I hope we can continue to acknowledge and put in place again a healthcare system and palliative system that ensures that we are valuing the life of all people with a disability as well.
That was Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson. Next week we'll be back with our regular chat with Green Party co-leader James Shaw. He's currently attending the Climate Change Conference in Spain, so it'd be good to have a chat regarding that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.